Welcome back to NewsRamp Technology for Friday evening, August 14th, 2026. As always, real news stories with AI narration. Visit newsramp.com for the full articles. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Here we go.
Biomed News Breaks. Onco Innovations Limited Frankfurt, WONH builds foundation for biomarker-driven cancer therapy. Onco Innovations Limited is advancing its precision oncology strategy through ONC010, a nanoparticle-encapsulated PNKP inhibitor for biomarker-selected cancers. The company is laying the groundwork for first-in-human studies by developing manufacturing processes and conducting metabolism studies. By combining targeted PNKP inhibitin, nanoparticle drug delivery, and AI-driven and discovery, Onco Innovations aims to develop therapies for cancers susceptible to DNA damage response approaches in the expanding field of precision medicine. I'm favorite to Dodgy Martina.
SS Innovations International, SSI reports record Q2 revenue of $13,900,000, up 39.4%. SSI reports record Q2 revenue of $13.90 million, up 39.4% from the previous year. The company's SSI Mantra surgical robotic system installations increased by 30.4% to 30 units, with a gross profit of $7.10 million. And no long-term debt, SS Innovations aims to expand its global presence in the surgical robotic technology market. A news breaks: Spark AI Inc. strengthens defense technology position with AUKUS market access. Spark AI Inc. has strengthened its defense technology position by gaining access to allied defense markets through the AUKUS license-free environment. The company's Overwatch platform, offering AI-powered geolocation and target acquisition capabilities for autonomous systems in GPS-denied environments, stands to benefit from this milestone. Spark AI's software integration approach could enhance defense manufacturers' capabilities without hardware redesign, potentially accelerating partnerships and commercialization within the AUKUS alliance.
Mission Arrow News breaks Data Vault AI Inc. to acquire CyberCatch for $94.50 million in an all-cash transaction. The acquisition will integrate CyberCatch's AI-enabled cybersecurity compliance platform into Data Vault AI's Quantum Private Network ecosystem. Pending approvals, CyberCatch will operate as a subsidiary of Data Vault AI, with founder Sai Huda serving as president.
Investor News Breaks. Regentis Biomaterials Limited NYSE American, RGNT, builds commercial case for Gelrin-C in multi-billion knee cartilage repair market. Regentis Biomaterials is making strides in the knee cartilage repair market with its Gelrin-C hydrogel implant. The company's recent European regulatory approval for a new manufacturing process is set to increase production yield by 400%, driving scalability and reducing costs. With ongoing U.S. Phase 3 SAGE trial progress and advancements in surgeon training and European commercialization, Regentis aims to offer a compelling solution for knee repair. Isiaze's El Costo Invisible series exposes the real price of old tech. Isiaze's El Costo Invisible series sheds light on Mexico's tech debt crisis, revealing the hidden costs of outdated technology infrastructure. Industry leaders from finance, manufacturing, and automotive supply chains discuss the impact of legacy systems on operations. Cietz's CEO, Fernando Regidor, emphasizes the need for executives to address this issue before it becomes too costly to ignore.
Biomed News Breaks. Gaxos.ai Inquirus announces warrant exercise expected to generate $3.60 million. Gaxos.ai Inquirus announced definitive agreements for the immediate exercise of outstanding warrants, generating approximately $3.60 million in gross proceeds. The net proceeds will be used for working capital and general corporate purposes. The company will issue new and registered warrants in exchange for the exercise, with the offering expected to close on or about August 17. H.C. Wainwright & Co. is serving as the exclusive placement agent for the transaction.
Mission IR Newsbreak's Wrap Technologies, Inc. selected to support Florida Teacher Safety Training Program. Wrap Technologies has been selected by WOFT Charities to provide training support for the WOFT Teacher Safety Training Program. Receiving a $475,000 appropriation in Florida's fiscal year 2026-27 state budget, the program focuses on situational awareness, threat recognition, de-escalation, and avoiding physical confrontation. WRAP will offer safety training for teachers, administrators, and school personnel, with the potential to expand into law enforcement, private security, and other safety environments.
Apple considers using chips from Chinese manufacturer CXMF as shortages bite. Apple is reportedly considering using chips from Chinese manufacturer CXMF to address supply shortages caused by the AI boom. The tech giant is looking to incorporate these chips in products sold in China. This decision could impact companies like Micron Technology, Inc., which have seen valuations rise due to high demand for memory chips. For more information, visit trilliondollarclub.net.
Employees contradict tech leaders' claim that AI reduces work hours for staff. Employees at leading AI companies are contradicting tech leaders' claims that AI reduces work hours for staff. Despite promises of AI handling routine tasks to free up time, evidence suggests the opposite is happening. This raises questions about the impact on work weeks at tech firms like D-Wave Quantum Inc. developing advanced AI technologies. Sales of Chinese EVs surge across Europe. Sales of Chinese electric vehicles surged across Europe in the first 5 months of 2026, with European buyers setting a new record for battery electric vehicles, BEVs, from Chinese brands. This resulted in a 5% increase in market share compared to the same period in 2025. Industry players like Massimo Group will be closely analyzing this trend.
Regentis Biomaterials Limited, NYSE, American, RGNT, moves Gelrin C along parallel U.S. clinical and European commercial tracks. Regentis Biomaterials Limited is making strides with its Gelrin C cartilage repair platform. Advancing in both U.S. South clinical and European commercial tracks simultaneously, the pivotal Phase 3 SAGE study has surpassed 50% enrollment, with a completion target set for the third quarter of 2026. In Europe, Gelrin has already received CE mark approval, and surgeon training has commenced. Regentis aims to compress the timeline between clinical validation and market adoption by running these workstreams in parallel.
Investor news breaks. American Fusion Inc. highlights growing power demand. Advances Texitron TM commercialization strategy. American Fusion Inc. is advancing its Texitron TM Fusion Engine TM to meet growing electricity demand from AI data centers and critical infrastructure. The company plans to offer power as a service, owning and selling electricity directly to customers. Testing and regulator requirements are underway, with potential commercialization pending. American Fusion is also finalizing its OTCQB venture market application and considering a national exchange listing, including the Texas Stock Exchange, with Lukoski Brookman LLP advising on uplisting in corporate matters.
Mission IR Newsbreaks, Azio AI Holdings, Inc. featured in Network News Audio on AI power and infrastructure constraints. Azio AI Holdings is addressing infrastructure constraints in AI expansion with its planned 500 megahertz AI data center campus in Texas. The site, with access to 500 megahertz of power, aims to support large-scale GPU deployments as demand for AI computing capacity grows. For more information, visit the company's newsroom at https://ibn.fm/AIO. Tech media breaks. Beeline Holdings, Inc. reports 57% revenue growth, improved margins in quarter 2 2026. Beeline Holdings reported a 57% revenue growth in quarter 2 2026, with net revenue reaching $2.60 million. The company's net loss narrowed to $4 million, while adjusted EBITDA loss improved to $2.60 million. Operating margins increased by 9.4% from the previous quarter. Beeline also announced plans to acquire TYTL Holdings, Inc., enhancing its offerings in blockchain-enabled residential equity and digital securities platform.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Technology Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.